This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Tart cherry growers in northern Michigan are hoping the Trump administration can help them compete in the juice market. Americans are drinking more cherry juice than ever before, but right now most of the juice sold in the U.S. comes from Turkey or Poland. American cherry growers say their product is overregulated, while imports are allowed to come into the country freely. IPR's Aaron Selbig is here this morning to tell us more about this story. Aaron, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, David.
How important is the juice market to these cherry growers?
Well, it wasn't really that big of a deal until 2008. Before then, most tart cherries went into pie fillings, but the cherry growers noticed that market was kind of declining. People were becoming a little more health conscious. They were eating less pie. And so they decided they wanted to grow the market. And the way to do that was an advertising campaign. The Cherry Marketing Institute, which is a group for cherry growers, started a campaign calling cherries America's superfruit and advertising the health benefits of cherry juice.
Did the ad campaign work?
It did. It increased the market for domestic concentrated cherry juice from 46 million pounds of tart cherries in 2008 to 240 million pounds now, so about a five-fold increase. The problem is the amount of American tart cherries going into that juice market has remained about the same. And what has happened is that imports from other countries are making up most of that gain in the cherry juice market.
Where's the juice coming from, and why is it coming from overseas?
Mostly it's coming from Turkey, and Turkey has no tariff at all to bring its cherry juice into the U.S.
You mean there's no tariff when they come? Duty-free. The U.S. hasn't put a tariff on them.
Right. It comes in duty-free, and a lot of folks see that as the biggest problem. Here's Phil Corson. He's the executive director of the Cherry Marketing Institute.
That's our concern, is that, you know, we're all about free trade, but at the end of the day, we're about fair trade. And this market here in the U.S. was built by U.S. farmers. It was directly correlated to the efforts that we put in place. And, folks from offshore have benefited from it.
I should say, David, that part of the problem was the disaster in 2012 when a hard freeze in the late spring killed most of the cherry crop. When that happened in 2012, that was when Turkey and Poland really jumped into that juice market, and they haven't let it go.
How are the American cherry growers feeling about all this?
They're not happy. You know, they paid into this advertising campaign. They basically volunteered to tax themselves to grow this juice market, and now it's benefiting Poland and Turkey. So they're not happy about it. It's affected them. A lot of them have tart cherries from last year that they have in storage. As a matter of fact, 130 million pounds of the tart cherry crop from 2016 has yet to be sold. And they're not happy about it. There is some disagreement, though. I talked to Bill Sherman, who's the owner of Burnett Foods in Elk Rapids. And he says that raising tariffs on Turkey is a fine idea. But what he thinks really needs to happen is less regulation of domestic cherries.
We in the industry haven't been able to meet the market demand because of the restriction. So if you follow me, we're restricting the sales of the U.S. product, but there's no restriction on the sale of the imported product. No, I mean, think about that.
What he's talking about is the Cherry Marketing Board, and that's a federal agency that regulates how much cherries can go onto the market at any given time. And there's been some legal fighting over that for several years.
So are these Turkey cherries much cheaper then to sell than what the Americans are trying to sell it for?
Yeah. Yeah. They're able to bring them over duty free with no tariff, and they're able to flood the market. And yeah, the American cherry growers just can't compete with that.
What do the farmers think the Trump administration could do about this?
Well, the Cherry Marketing Institute is hopeful that they'll help. I mean, the Trump administration has talked a lot about, making a level playing field for American industry. And the Cherry people hope that, you know, this will be one of those industries. Senator Gary Peters has really been trying to push this issue on the Senate Commerce Committee. Here's Phil Corson again on that subject.
The Trump administration has been pretty vocal about trade and its implications on U.S. production. And so we're one of the groups that are saying, hey, we agree with that. And we really want to do everything we can to level that playing field for our U.S. growers.
Part of the problem, David, is there is a new trade ambassador, but he was only confirmed just this last week. He took his job last week. And so, you know, these folks, Phil Corson and the Cherry folks, are hopeful that they'll be able to work with this new trade ambassador. But we'll see.
Aaron Selbig, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks, David.